this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Hipsters and Groovers, that's the Baby Elephant Walk, and you're walking with baby elephants today on Breaking Waves. And I'm Jeff, and you are?
Shay.
Shay. What a silly voice of mine, but that's, oh yeah, bring it up again, Elliot. Yeah. Let's just hear some more of that. Bit of that good old Henry Mancini, the Baby Elephant Walk.
Yeah.
You like it, Shay? I can hear them horns playing, I can hear them trunks a blowing. I'll stop that now. Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm Jeff.
Hello, my name is Shay.
And you're listening to
Eastside Radio in the Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Yes.
A show for
the
Waking
Braves.
Brave.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's us. And yes. It's a real pleasure to be here as always. Thank you to Alan for a superlative drive show, for driving us all home in style, in rich royal regal style. Thank you to Henry Mancini again for the baby elephant walk at the head of the show.
Yeah.
And the reason we played it, of course, well, of course, is that this week we thought we'd talk about animals.
Yeah.
You're lighting up like a pinball machine there, Shay.
Yeah.
I can play you. You got like flippers like a little elephant. No, like a little baby turtle. Flippers.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about animals in general, which is admittedly a hugely, hugely, vastly, broadly, massively, stupidly huge topic. So we could talk about anything from, let's include the whole animal kingdom. We could talk about anything from fleas to Tyrannosaurus rexuses. You like Tyrannosaurus rexuses, Shay?
Yeah. Yeah, the dinosaurs, maybe the sharks, yeah.
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 You know all this stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Meg, that movie called The Meg?
The big great white shark in the movie.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a great white, but it's a massive prehistoric dinosaur-like shark that's unleashed from the depths of the ocean by, I don't know, a volcanic eruption. Or maybe I'm thinking of piranha.
Piranhas.
Anyway, the piranhas are released by a volcanic eruption. And
it's a South American fish.
It is. So, look, already, people, we've covered fleas, Tyrannosaurus rexes, rexi, piranhas.
I don't know why humans kill 100 million sharks. That's more double than 10 people have died. In sharks.
That's right.
100 million sharks have died by humans.
Well, I say that's right, but you sound like you know your facts there.
Yeah.
But we do kill a huge number of sharks, and they in turn only kill a very, very small number of people every year, don't they? And who can blame them? I mean, if we're going to go and
blame the humans,
stomp on their picnic in the ocean.
Yeah.
You got to expect the odd bite, and I haven't been bitten, so I can say that. But and I apologise to anyone who has been bitten.
Yeah.
But it's true. Sharks have a very bad time of it, and there was a great photography exhibition. It might still be on even at the Maritime Museum.
Yeah,
and it was oceanic, so it was all things to do with the ocean. Did you come with me to that, Shay? Did you see all the oceanic
fishes? We went to the Egyptian one, but we haven't been to the fish.
Oh, we went to the Egyptian one.
Yeah.
But part of this exhibition on the ocean, it's got beautiful photographs, but it's also got some of our planetary deprivations and degradations and the way we destroy and spoil and kill nature. And sharks often are caught, and I think they're eaten for their fins, like fin soup. So they cut the fin off the shark and just throw the animal, the shark, back into the water, where, of course, it's just going to die. So it's a hugely cruel and wasteful kind of exercise. But you're right. Sharks, you know, for the few people that get killed or eaten or bitten, get a pretty bad deal of it. Have you got any more interesting animal facts, boy, to go on there with Shay?
Octopus has 3 hearts.
What?
And
no, stop.
Yeah.
An octopus has 3 hearts.
Yes.
So if you had a heart attack in one heart, then the other two would keep working?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Elephants have a specific alarm call that means human.
Human.
Yeah.
And horses made friendly expression.
You mean horses can smile?
Yeah.
A group of parrots is called a pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
A pandemonium of parrots.
Yeah.
Do you know, I once wrote a parrot poem using as many P's as I could.
Yeah.
Like a pandemonium.
Yeah.
Apparently in Paraguay, the parakeets proliferate. They poo upon the populace parading in the plaza. But pleas for paracetamol won't keep the parakeet controlled. No polywaffle, Panadol, or Peruvian piranha. Apparently, it goes on. But, I used a lot of peas. A pandemonium. A group of owls. Do you know what a group of owls is called?
It's a group of owls.
It's called a parliament of owls.
Yeah.
A group of crows.
Yeah.
It's called a murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
Yeah. You grew up in the wilds of Africa.
Yeah.
You grew up, I was going to say Zimbabwe, but it's not, is it?
No, Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you live in a city?
I lived in the city. In my 50 years, I did live in the
city. So you didn't have wild African animals?
Oh, there was wild animals in Africa, but maybe...
Not in the city?
Not in the city.
There would have been lions and tigers in Mozambique?
Yeah.
Did you have any pets in Mozambique?
Mozambique.
Because that's another kind of animal, of course. Domestic animals, our pets, our beloved cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Do you like dogs?
Dogs. I like dogs. I used to have a dog, a village dog called Digger.
Yes. Digger?
Yes.
Good name.
Yes. I had a monkey in Maputo.
You had a monkey in Maputo?
Yes. My mum said I have a monkey.
Yeah?
When you were in Maputo?
I had 20 or 22, 23 animals.
What?
I never had an elephant. I wish I had an elephant.
You never had an elephant?
No.
But your mum told you a story about an elephant when you were a little boy.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to Africa to see Fionn. Maybe next year I can find a real elephant. Look, I had a crocodile.
You had a crocodile.
I had a crocodile. I had a duck. I had horses.
What?
I had a frog.
Yeah.
I had a rabbit. Chameleons that change colours.
A chameleon, like a lizard.
Lizard, yeah. And a dragon lizard and birds. My dad annoyed parrots. Dad didn't know I released the birds into the wild because mum was getting crazy about the birds that make noises.
The
birds annoying, and they kept going, the green birds in
parrots.
Africa parrots, wild African parrots.
They were bugging your mum with their noise, so your dad released them.
No, I released
them. You released them.
I released the birds a while because dad didn't know that. I released the birds.
And you know, right now in Africa, decades after you've left, there are very, very grateful parrot great-great-great-grandchildren.
Children,
who still pass on the tale of the kind and wise boy Shay, who released their great-great-great-great-grandparents into the wild so they could live free on the wing in the jungles of Maputo.
Yeah.
That's a good story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we should play a song. And I think we should play a song. Let's stick with the elephant theme because you want to have an elephant. This is this is an interesting elephant song. It's a good one. It's by Sid Barrett.
Yeah.
And it's called The Effervescing Elephant.
An effervescing elephant with tiny eyes and great big trunk once whispered to the tiny ear, the ear of one inferior, that by next June he'd die. Oh yeah, because the tiger would roam. The little one said, oh my goodness, I must stay at home. And every time I hear a growl, I know the tiger's on the prowl, and I'll be really safe, you know. The elephant, he told me so. Everyone was nervy, oh yeah. And a message was spread to zebra, mongoose and the dirt. Dirty hippopotamus who wallowed in the mud and chewed his spicy hippo plankton food and tended to ignore the word, preferring to survey a herd of stupid water bison. Oh yeah, and all the jungle took fright and ran around for all the day and the night, but all in vain, because you see the tiger came and said, who me? You know, I wouldn't hurt not one of you. I much prefer something to chew and you're all too scant. Oh yeah, he ate the elephant.
Yeah, that's great. That's, you like that?
Mm.
That's that was Sid Barrett. Yeah. And actually, that's the first Sid Barrett song I've ever heard outside the stuff he did with Pink Floyd. It's really good. It's really fun. I like the tuba. It's got boom, 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 boom. So what do you reckon, Shay, in this action-packed episode of Breaking Waves on the animal kingdom, what the biggest animal in the world is?
Biggest animal. Shark?
Unless you're talking the Meg.
No, I mean the great white shark. Do you think it's big?
It's big.
Because they can. I looked it up on the internet that they can make 95 babies.
Really? Not in one go.
No, in pregnant. I think in shark can handle 95 babies.
Okay.
I don't think a human can do that.
No. I think there have been records like. There have been mothers who've had quintuplets and even octuplets. If I had to guess, I'd reckon the most ridiculous record for a human mother giving birth to babies, I'm going to be outrageous and say 8. But I just wonder how many, you know, what the record is. It surely could not be more than 5 or 6.
What's it
say? Hang on, Elliot's pulled up some. It says the Guinness World Records for most children delivered at a single birth to survive is currently held by Nadia Suleiman, who gave birth to 6 boys and 2 girls. That's 8 children.
It's 8 children in South Africa with a child in. Maximum baby human could be 8 babies, you said? 8, 10?
Yeah. So 6 boys and 2 girls?
Two, or was it 6 boys and 6 girls.
Anyway, that's an amazing animal kingdom fact.
Yeah.
If you want another one, why not since we're here, the greatest officially recorded number of children born to one mother, not at one time, is 69.
69.
One mother somewhere on this earth has had 69 children during her life. To the wife of Fyodor Vasilyev, a peasant from Shuya, Russia. In 27 confinements, she gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. Wow. I mean, it was hard enough growing up with 2 sisters. And not being ignored. Imagine having, I don't know, 56 siblings in the house.
Yeah.
Or the peasant hut.
Yeah.
Or where do they live?
Yeah.
Where did they, I mean, it's phenomenal.
Jeff, you had 2 babies, 2 children. You had a son who's older than your daughter.
Yeah. I have figuratively... I mean, I haven't given birth to them, but I am the father of 2 children.
Yes.
That is true.
You're from your wife. And she worked on television, or ABC Radio.
She does radio,
Yeah, and your son is finished school this year?
He finished school last year.
Last year?
He's 18.
18. And your daughter is still at school.
Yeah, and she's turning 14 in a few days.
A few days.
Yeah.
At 14.
Jay, an old question, which was, do you know what the biggest animal on earth is?
Jay,
you answered great white shark, which was not a bad guess, but wrong.
Oh.
The biggest animal on earth
is
the blue whale.
Blue whale?
See? Do you want to hear a fact about the blue whale?
Blue whale? Oh.
The blue whale, far bigger than any dinosaur, the blue whale is the largest known animal to have ever lived. An adult blue whale can grow to be a massive 30 metres long and weigh more than 180,000 kilograms. That's about the same as 40 elephants, 30 Tyrannosaurus rexuses, or 2,670 average-sized men. How about that?
Mm.
Do you know how long a human keeps a baby in her body for before giving birth to it? How long the baby gestates?
40 weeks.
Is that 9 months?
Yeah.
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's about 9 months. Do you know how long a blue whale keeps its baby in before it gives birth?
No.
Well, according to this impeccable Google fact, 10 to 12 months. See, I would have thought, given the size of the animal, it's so huge, it might be longer. But it's not far off the human span. Humans are 9 months, the blue whale 10 to 12 months. But do you know what the second biggest animal on earth is?
What's the second?
We were talking about it before.
The great white shark is big.
Not the great white shark.
What?
Sorry, the elephant.
The elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, the second one is big as an elephant.
Yeah.
Elephant.
And guess how long an elephant keeps a baby inside it before giving birth? It's gestation period.
A year.
No, 22 months.
22 months? That's a year.
That's almost 2 years.
2 years.
It's almost 2 years. Oh, yeah. Can you give us another fun fact?
Can we say about the 200 times B? The B noise? B.
Oh, you got a fact about bees there.
Yeah.
What's the bee fact?
There's 200 times second.
Oh, a bee can flap its wings 200 times a second.
Yes.
Isn't that incredible? That is astronomically mind-boggling. How does anything move that fast? Like 1 second. Yeah. According to all known laws of aviation, thank you, Elliot. He's pulled up some pertinent information here.
According to all known laws of aviation, there's no way a bee should be able to fly.
There we go.
Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground.
He says it better.
The bee, of course, flies anyway because bees don't care what humans think is impossible.
Thank you, Elliot, for pulling that up. It's good that we reiterated that listening.
Yeah.
You know all about bees.
Yeah.
Man, we're covering some territory.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking at insects because bees are insects. Do you like spiders, Shane?
Yeah. And I was in a play dressed up as a fly.
Yeah.
Insect, spider, fly in the play.
What were you? You were like a human fly?
Yeah, a fly or a spider, yeah.
A fly or a spider? So
you're
like a flyder?
Yeah.
Or a sply?
No, that was in primary school.
But if you spliced a spider and a fly, you'd get a sply.
Yeah.
Or a fighter.
Yeah.
Well, why? Look, I can imagine you as a human fly.
Yeah.
Did you have like big black floppy arms?
Yeah.
Six of them?
Yeah.
By your side? Or did you have eight arms? Because.
Yeah.
Is a spider an insect?
Could you tell me?
No. Well, insects have six legs or limbs. Like a bee is an insect. Yeah. It's got six. But spiders. Ants. Again? Correct?
Yes.
Six legs?
Yes,
cicadas?
I got the $1 million. Yeah.
Cicadas have six legs, insects, but spiders have eight legs.
Yes.
Because they are arachnids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't ask me what another kind of arachnid is.
No.
Actually, I'd say scorpion.
Scorpion.
Scorpions are arachnids, so that is the same as spiders. So very well done, Jeff. I'll pat myself on the back there.
No, it's me.
Oh, you got that right, didn't you?
Yeah.
Scorpions are arachnids and have eight legs like their cousins, spiders, mites, and ticks. They can quickly grab an insect with their pincers and whip their telson, the poisonous tip of their tail, towards and sting their prey. They use their poison to kill prey and to defend against predators. You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should play a bit of the song called Boris the Spider.
Boris the Spider.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, might have. Yeah.
It's by The Who. and their bass player John Entwistle wrote it.
Crawling up my wall, black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Hard as the spider, hard as the spider. Dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
I'm sorry, I can't help singing. That's The Who. I love it. John Entwistle.
And what about that voice, Shay? Boris the Spider.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, we were talking about, are humans animals? See, the reason being, I wanted to know if Spider-Man, how would you classify him? Would he be an animal, an arachnid, a human?
A human with spider.
With spider powers.
Yeah.
So a superhuman.
Yeah. Superhero, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was a kid, there was probably like a Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
And then the superhero, the new ones, started coming out. And I think I saw a couple of Spider-Mans, and I thought they sucked. I didn't really like them. But then I saw one Spider-Man film, and my children try and explain this to me. There are different kind of spidery franchises or directors, so there are different strands, spider webs of Spider-Man. And I saw one Spider-Man film, and I don't remember people's names. So who's a Spider-Man actor? Tobey Maguire, right? Is he one? I don't know.
Elliot, do you know the name of the Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire, then Andrew Garfield, and now Tom Holland.
Okay. Well, in your humble, who's the best Spider-Man?
I think that Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think he is Spider-Man. However, I think Tom Holland's franchise, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is miles ahead.
Is it really?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not. Maybe I saw the not the Tom Holland. Who was the first one?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. I think I saw one. I really liked it. Then I thought, I'll watch another Spider-Man film, and I did, and it was really, I thought, quite poor.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, for my money, I prefer Downey Jr. as Iron Man. I like the Iron Man films.
Yeah,
so we're going
Iron
to talk
Man,
that. I thought he was classic.
Yeah.
But since we're talking about animals and we're getting a little off track, let's steer back and play something completely relevant. Let's play the old Spider-Man theme, the one that I remember when I was a kid watching my after school cartoons. Let's see if Elliot can just like go zippity doodah. Whip that up and go bingity bang. Here she is. You're going to love this theme. Great song.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes a Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of
light. Yeah! He's got radioactive blood. What a lyric. What a tune.
I think that Spider-Man was back in 1967.
Yeah, well, that's when
my mum was about, maybe she was about seven, seven or six.
Incredible that you remember that.
That was the same year that Reg's Brewery was built. I think it was finished in 1969.
What was built?
Plantation Island Resort. It was almost 2 years apart before it finished.
Plantation Island Resort.
It was almost that time in 1967.
Well, let's see if you're right, because I'm going to get Elliot to pull this up on the computer. Yeah. To see if, in fact, Plantation Island Resort was built in 1967.
And finished in 1969.
And it's true. It's actually a fact.
People.
You know what, Shay?
Yes.
I think that given we've just played the Spider-Man theme, we should play something even better. Do you remember The Simpsons?
Simpsons.
Homer Simpsons.
About the spider pig. Everything about spider pig.
Elliot can pull up spider pig. Okay. Because I think it behooves us, like horses, just to compare the two versions, the original Spider-Man theme and the Homer Simpson retake as spider pig. Bizarre animal.
Oh, wait. I didn't tell you the best part. He loves the environment. Oh, wait. I still didn't tell you the best part. He's got an Irish brogue. No, wait. I still didn't tell you the best part. He's not imaginary.
Oh, honey, that's great. But the very best thing is that he listens to you. Because nothing means more than for a man to... How did the pig tracks get on the ceiling?
Spider pig, spider pig. Does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider.
Is there poetry says about animals?
Yeah, I've actually got an animal poem.
Can we put a poem now?
Okay. Well, I'll just preface this by saying, as I said, I've got a cat named Coco, and I love Coco very much. Cats, however, can be a little bit badly behaved. They are predators, so they eat a lot of native wildlife and birds. Of course, my cat Coco does not, but I know other cats do this. And I got to thinking, cats are small, but they're basically little tigers and lions, right, Shay?
Yeah.
They're members of the feline family. And I thought, if your cat was a bit bigger, it quite possibly would eat you. This is called Your Cat Would Kill You If It Could. Your cat would kill you if it could, would have your guts for garters. If sweet kitty kitty weren't so itty bitty, she'd crunch you like a cicada as she curls in your lap and brushes your leg and purring pursues your voice. She's much the same as a girl on the game. To eat, she's got no choice. But that playful paw that pads your hand, that claws that ball or blanket, would open your head like a cat food can for a brainy buffet banquet. In her backyard savannah, she's got the manner of all of the feline clan. She's born with the nature, just lacks the stature to pounce and crash tackle a man. She's a miniature killer, that Moggy Attila, dreaming dreams on your pillow so fresh, of every sparrow being her master, and every mouse her doting mistress, and the sweet taste of human flesh.
What is the poet about, Jeff? Was it about animals?
Yeah, what do you reckon it was about?
It was about a lion, a cat, and pretty cat called the Big Cats.
Big Cats.
Yeah.
I think we should end on that perfect note,
yeah. That's
good, man. That's the cat mating sound.
Yeah.
That's what they do when they... get it on.
Well,
and they fight as well. Yeah. It's hard to tell when a cat's actually having a romantic interlude or actually wanting to kill its neighbour. A bit like humans, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shay. Yeah. Today you've imitated a bumblebee. You've levitated. You've flapped your arms at 200, flaps a second. You have imitated a crow.
Yeah.
And you are.
And then there's a bird says, I'm the magpie man. I'm the magpie. What does the magpie noise make?
Oh, I can't warble like a magpie.
Ooh, magpie man. I can't do magpie noise.
Oh, we'll work on it. We'll come back next week with some magpie sounds. But listen, you've been listening to...
Magpie Man.
You've been listening to Breaking Waves. I'm Jeff.
And we're the Shane Jeff Show. And we this is our last show today. We're going to have 6 weeks holiday. Shane Jeff Show in Breaking Waves. It's the Shane the Loose with Jeff and me. And it's the show's end. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
See you, Shane.
See you, Jeff. Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.